Coming up on the season premiere of Inside the Cleveland Browns, get up to date on all the Browns news, including an exclusive interview with the newest Browns quarterback, Robert Griffin III.
You never want to give up on those things that you love. So, it's just really to try to be that person that everybody looks at you to be.
Meet the director of the Cleveland International Film Festival sellout documentary, Believeland.
And travel to Los Angeles to meet Jim Brown with a local sculptor tasked with creating the icon statue.
All that and more coming up next.
What's up, Dog Pound? We are back for an all-new season of Inside the Cleveland Browns. Did you miss us? I know we missed you. Sarah Kearns alongside Dustin Fox, and we are super pumped to be back.
We are. We're inside the control room at First Energy Stadium, where I spend a lot of time during the season. And it's been a crazy 3 months during the offseason, and we want to catch you up. So let's take a look at what's been going on.
Okay, 10 days ago, we were at the stadium, and we announced we were making changes in the Browns organization, and we announced that we would set off on a coaching search. But we got the right guy for the Cleveland Browns.
Thank you all for being here. What an exciting time. I'm so excited to be here and to work with all of you and to get to know all of you. And we got a lot of work to do. I think we all understand that, but we're going to chase greatness here, that's for sure.
Collectively, in terms of across the organization, we want to turn over and create every competitive advantage we can. So we immediately knew we needed to establish a culture, set a tone for our building.
I just try to bring attitude and effort to wherever I'm at, whatever the situation is. And I feel like if I can do my job at a high level, that's all I can be accountable for.
I think when you look at great organizations, they do something that separates them from the competition. And usually that something is a process or a set of systems that differentiates them. So my job here is really to help us create and implement those processes that we think are going to give us a sustainable advantage.
I think it's really important to create an environment that whatever your players do well, give them the opportunity to do it. I mean, if you have a skill level, I don't care what position it is, we're going to showcase him. If he can score touchdowns, we're going to give him an opportunity to score touchdowns. If he can make down-the-field catches, we're going to let him make down-the-field catches.
We want to be suffocating. We really want to be dynamic and innovative. I think we all understand that we have a lot of work to do. And I think our players understand the expectation each and every day. And I think they're working extremely hard to meet that expectation.
Well, Sarah, as a former player, I can tell you it is always difficult when you have a tough season like that. But change is, it's always welcome. And the players have certainly embraced that. But the most important thing right now, this time of year, staying in shape, and the guys have done some crazy intense workouts this offseason. Take a look.
Danny was telling us that he's always loved mixed martial arts movies, and that is one of the reasons that spurred on his love for boxing. And now he boxes 4 to 5 times a week. You can learn more about Danny in his off-season in our upcoming special, The Road to the Draft, which is airing Thursday, April 21st, right here on News Channel 5.
And now, Sarah, it's time for one of our favorite segments on the show. It's called the Browns Blitz, and we get to learn a little bit more about new Browns linebacker DeMario Davis.
I fell in love with football when I was probably 4 or 5 years old, just playing football out in the streets with my cousins out there playing ball on the road. But I fell in love with it. My favorite part of practice is warm-ups, playing the music and just, you know, enjoying the time, being able to dance around with teammates and just, you know, kind of get warmed up to do it all again. But it's work after that. My game day ritual. First, I get my spirit right, so I do a lot of praying and worshiping. And then secondly, I kind of get my mind right. I listen to a lot of motivational speakers. I like listening to like some of Muhammad Ali's old speeches, stuff like that. I turn up after that. I turn on my hype music and get ready to go out and do it. My favorite current NFL player is my former teammate, DeBrickashaw Ferguson. This guy's played 10 or 11 years, never missed a snap, perfect career, has done, you know, very well, made multiple Pro Bowls, has done well with himself, took care of his family, put his money up right. That's my favorite player to talk about. How you want to do it in this game, that's how you want to do it. The thing people would be most surprised to know about me is I'm a very avid video gamer. I haven't played too many people that can beat me in Madden, but I play video games all the time. The best thing about playing in the NFL is just the locker room and the different guys you come across, the different personalities, you know, and the friendships and bonds you build. That's the best part.
Wow, DeMario seems like a really great addition to the locker room and certainly to the field. Keep it right here, Dog Pound. We'll be right back.
When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, see the Jim Brown statue start to take shape and meet Danny Shelton's personal dog pound. And find out the secrets of Robert Griffin III.
I'm going to push you. I'm going to expect you to work like I work and try to lead you in the right direction.